The 2020 census is nearly 2 years away, but we are starting to learn what it will ask. For the first time, people will be able to write their specific origins. This might be a welcome change for some, others are apprehensive. Reporting for Sharing America, St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Lisenby talks with an African American and an African about the new survey.
The purpose of the census is to get a count of the U.S. population that will guide the distribution of federal funds. This year, if you're white, you will be able to check the box and then write in German or Italian in the blank space available. If you are Hispanic, Black, Native American, or Asian, there is a similar write-in section for origin. But this question is not a simple one for some Americans and immigrants. St. Louis County native Shalom Palmer is going through a racial awakening, if you will.
I knew I was Black. I knew that I had family that spoke different languages. They were different colors, but I just wanted to know more about that side.
Growing up, she says she heard about relatives living in Illinois and in the South, but she decided to take a DNA test to discover more about her ancestors.
I found out that I was majority Central and West African, but I also had European DNA from West, South, and East.
Palmer says the results also gave her a window into parts of history she did not know much about, including the revelation that her DNA could be traced to parts of the Congo and Belgium. The Congo was a colony of Belgium from the early to mid-20th century. There were other surprises, too.
Who would have known I was a Black Russian? Like stuff like that. I never would have. You couldn't pay me to guess that I was European.
Palmer says knowing this brought on mixed emotions. Now that she has more information about her ancestry, she says a question that used to be simple has become more complex.
I feel as African American doesn't do it justice because yes, I'm African American, but I'm heavily European as well. But I feel odd putting mixed race. I think because the colorism in our society is just a burden on me, as if, I mean, nobody probably will see this, but just myself consciously putting mixed race and being African American for so long and not even on the African side, I'm torn between that.
People will still have the option of writing African American on the survey. But Ness Sandoval, a demographer at St. Louis University, says more detailed information about origin and not just race based on the color of one's skin could help researchers learn more about Pan-Asian, Pan-Latino, and Pan-African groups.
We really want to understand what's happening within the group. And we see that there's tremendous economic diversity, social diversity within these groups. And we just want to understand how much of this is due to immigration, that the immigrants who are coming here are the top of the group from their home country, or how much of it's a group advantage that they get when they come to the United States, and how do they really fare when compared to those who are born here in the United States.
Sandoval says immigrants might interpret the question differently based on their understanding of their racial origin. Jeffrey Soyentet, a Kenyan who now calls St. Louis home, agrees. He says some Africans have elected to mark other or keep the question blank in the past. He says there are also many immigrants who might feel uncomfortable about answering the survey at all for fear their answers could be used against them. Soyentet connects African immigrants in St. Louis with African communities here. He says more demographic information about immigrants could be beneficial.
But the question is now is, are we going to be able to get the people to really feel comfortable to answer that question? With understanding that it will be used for the benefit of the location of resources.
Soyentet and researchers such as Sandoval believe that knowing more about origin can also correct misinformation about racial groups with numerical data to support it. For Sharing America, I'm Ashley Lisenby, St. Louis Public Radio.
Sharing America explores the intersection of race, identity, and culture. Funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, it includes reporters in Hartford, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Portland, Oregon.